Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are following back up with TraceSafe, traded on the CSE under the symbol TSF. Now, just to bring everyone up to speed, TraceSafe is a full suite of real-time location management services and contact tracing solutions enabled through a couple products that the company has. Now, I am chatting with the CEO, Wayne Lloyd. Wayne and I chatted more back at the beginning of this month in May to provide that overview of the company. You can find that interview by clicking the TraceSafe link at the bottom here. But Wayne, I want to get a bit more into some of the revenue models, some of the recent deals that the company has signed, all under this umbrella where really wearables have now come onto the forefront in terms of the way that I guess we understand people move around. People don't necessarily want to be traced or tracked, but the government is almost forcing our hand in some senses here. So take us through just how much this change in the environment has also opened up new and different markets for the company.
Yeah, sure. So thanks. I think there's a couple of forces at play. One is the fact that, in the post-COVID world, people have sort of realized that health and safety is a kind of a key focus. And a lot of these experiences, whether it be, enhancing people's health and safety through touchless experiences or any of these things, technology plays a huge role in that. Wearables have been deployed really successfully for those purposes, for a variety of kind of use cases. And then people are also thinking about the fact that, hey, do I really want everything that I'm doing bundled into a smartphone? And so kind of a, there's a lot of use cases that are sort of universal that that mean that, a smartphone isn't a great way to address them. So, and for example, in like a lot of workplace safety issues, you're not going to want to have a cell phone on a shop floor, for example, or in situations where you have kind of very young people, very old people, such as like a cruise ship situation, you're not going to have the smartphone as kind of the key player there, because not all those people are going to be technologically sophisticated. So it really opens up this whole category for intelligent devices. And a lot of those intelligent devices are wearable. And that's where we really play. We sort of play at that intersection of those intelligent devices that enable a lot of experiences and also button down and check the box of health, safety, and security.
Yeah, this is the new trend, right? Going to some of these experiences, we are going to have to be wearing some sort of wearable. That takes us to a recent deal that the company signed back on May 5th. It's a 2-year wearable technology agreement with Fred Olsen Cruise Lines. How did this deal come together? What other information can you give us in terms of how TraceSafe is working with the Fred Olsen Cruise Lines with your wearables?
We've been really active in the cruise ship industry. Obviously, early on in the pandemic, we were one of the key, movers, enabling governments to sort of help repatriate citizens and kind of get people quarantining and enabling a lot of that stuff very fast. So obviously the cruise ship industry has been one of those industries that's been very hard hit, and we wanted to be helpful in that area. So we've started working with these cruise ship companies to help them address the CDC guidelines that are in place for cruising going forward. And I think what the cruise ship industry has come to the conclusion on is that, of course, health and safety is a cornerstone of what their guest experience is all about, but they don't want to have these devices just be strictly used for one use case, just the health and safety or the contact tracing. They want these things to be a lot more universal, a lot more usable, a lot more functional, so that it doesn't feel like a burden for the guest to have. It's something that does a lot of things. So it could be opening up guest room doors. It could be integrated with an app experience. It could be, used for just like so many different things. So I think having these things become sort of universal intelligent devices, kind of the next generation of what a key could be, in the kind of generation of this sort of thing. You have, you know, metal keys, then you go to a card swiping thing, and then you're now into a more intelligent device that sort of understands a little bit about you, can help personalize the experience and so on. So it does start from a safety conversation, but it really quickly moves to, hey, what can this enable us to do in the future?
So is that a discussion with the companies to build a product that is suited to them? Or is this something that you guys need to develop in-house in terms of saying, look, we have this product, now look at these other avenues that we can present to these other companies to help them out?
So we built an entirely new product line to specifically address the cruise ship industry. And different cruise ship operators are looking at different aspects of that based on their needs. So some of them are looking at disposable form factors, some looking at reusable form factors. It really just depends on their unique needs. But we built something from the ground up, and we built a lot of additional functionality into it in anticipation of use cases that that would be kind of useful future-looking opportunities. And that's why, you know, the Fertilism deal is like a two-year deal rather than, you know, a very short-term deal, because they're looking at this as a technology partnership. All of the cruise ship companies are looking at this as a technology partnership well into the future, and how can we move past COVID and still keep those passengers safe.
So what other companies is the company working with outside of, say, cruise lines with your products?
So on, you know, in the government and medical category, we're obviously still very active in working those areas. So a lot of kind of quarantine management for special events, you know, self-isolation programs that are happening when there's different flare-ups. We're working, you know, doing for community quarantine management in several regions, and as well as medical. So on the medical side, we're seeing a lot of the same kind of macro shifts as what we're seeing in the cruise ships or enterprise as well, which is that hospitals are looking for more efficient ways to manage the flow of patients and how people move through their buildings, and they're looking to wearables to do it. So we ran a large-scale pilot project in Singapore with one of the largest hospitals there on a program called Patient Path. And the goal of that program was to prove that we could use wearables to facilitate easier flow inside of hospitals. So it's a little bit like you get to the hospital, you get a wearable, the wearable gives you an alert to tell you when you should leave one area of the hospital where you can wait comfortably in like a large waiting area, instead of having to be in a small cramped waiting zone. And you really just get to the doctor's office, the door opens up, there's zero wait time. And it was an incredibly successful pilot program. So we looked at that as being, you know, really like thinking about the macro picture, like that's the experience everyone wants to have. They want to have something, a technology that enables them to, you know, not wait in line and just have the sort of immediacy and technology enables that.
So where are some of these growth avenues then? Because it sounds like this is a much wider market. Many more customers or potential customers now almost have to employ some sort of these products. Where are some of the near-term growth avenues, especially when it comes to revenue?
Sure. So we talked about government. We talked about hospitality. I think the last one we should mention is the enterprise. So, you know, enterprise, you know, particularly companies that have to work cross jurisdictionally, you know, where the health and safety regulations around the pandemic may be different, but they have to have, you know, movement of employees or managers, supervisors, and so on. You know, they're deploying our software and hardware solutions. So we did a deal with a tier one semiconductor manufacturer that has operations in dozens of countries. We outfitted, you know, the entire workforce. That's 40,000 full-time employees, 20,000 contract employees. And this, you know, was sort of a massive corporate deployment to help them comply and keep functioning, you know, amongst like, you know, across a large number of regulatory zones. So I think we see the enterprise market as being a massive growth area. We're just really starting to catch that wave. Hospitality is a major growth. As things start to reopen and things start to activate, you know, there are new regulations that these companies have to comply with, and our technology enables them to comply in a way that is the lowest touch, the lowest impact to the way they've always done things. So I think the enterprise and hospitality business are really the major growth drivers as far as revenue and the inbound kind of onboarding of customers.
So when it comes to the inbound and onboarding of customers and also other competitors out there, look, clearly this is a much bigger market and a much more, I guess, in-your-face market because of what the world has gone through this last year. But one thing that's interesting about TraceSafe is that the company's been around for about a decade now. You started as a medtech company tracking babies in the maternity ward. So you do have this built-in infrastructure. You have been around for a while, but clearly there are going to be other competitors that are going to enter this space. How important is it to get to market to sign some of these deals in the relatively near term? And what about other competitors?
Yeah, so we've been really lucky that we have such a established foundational framework on our cloud platform that kind of manages all of the devices. I think that's where the most important thing is. It's really on the software, and that's where a lot of our revenue growth is coming from, is from that additional software revenue side. You know, we do see competitors in the market. We've really emerged as a leader in this space, just basically due to the fact that we've been doing the longest, most devices deployed in the field. You know, there's a number of things. We have a lot of really great reference clients in really every category. You know, we've worked with some of the most forward-thinking governments in the world, technologically sophisticated governments like Singapore, Hong Kong, you know, really forward-thinking technology companies in the enterprise space, just like that semiconductor manufacturer that I mentioned. And really the leading, now we're seeing the leading cruise ship line. So really, you know, we're becoming somewhat of a trusted partner, and being known as a company that can take on the biggest, most complicated deployments in the world. So there are competitors. We do see them in the market, and we tend to be the company that's churning competitors out and winning new business.
Okay. Well, before we wrap it up here then, Wayne, what do you want to leave investors or those watching the company with an understanding of what they should look forward to, what they really need to understand TraceSafe is to lead this charge?
I think that what people are sort of seeing us as, they see, you know, this is a COVID stock, this is a short-term COVID play, and that COVID is really going away, which I definitely agree with. I think the thing that I'd leave people with is that there's never been a bigger deployment of wearables into the workplace, hospitality, and, you know, we're seeing this massive deployment happen in real time. And so we're seeing this deployment happen. And what happens when you get devices into these environments is really the imagination of what you can do and all the new use cases that they can solve for. Really come to bear, and that is really what I think the next leg of our growth is going to be saying, for all of the non-COVID use cases, once you have intelligent devices on premise and installed, you know, there's a million other things that can be done, and we're just, you know, the COVID and contact tracing, it's really just the tip of the iceberg there. And so we're really working with our partners, structuring long-term technology agreements so that we can work together over the long term to, you know, attack some of those problems and really drive revenue from the software side of the business as we go through the list of use cases.
Okay. Wayne, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will follow up with Wayne as we get some more news, hopefully even some more contracts, some more agreements being signed with companies so that we see the company just continuing to progress. Wayne, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much.